a yom adichag chalukim b'kavanaseim. Every day of Sukkot has a different amount, a different type of kabonis. The poor yachag changes every day. See if every day has to have gan salo. But the Pesach in chalukim b'kavanaseim, Pesach, the same carbon you bring the first day, you bring the second, third, fourth day. So there's no difference in the kabonis. Therefore, we don't say gan salo the other days of Pesach. Other places was to say that since the end of Arthas, the end of the Pesach was by the Kriyas Yamsuf when the Mitzrayim died, so therefore they didn't say Hallel then. So if we don't say Hallel either then, alright. Having more say that because there's no Chiluk Korban HaSayim, that's why you don't say Gant Hallel all the days of Pesach. So we ask the question, if so Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, the Chiluk Korban HaSayim, like Shabbos is different than the day before, you have Musaf on Shabbos. So why don't we say Gant Hallel on Shabbos? So when it says no, Likri Mayid, Shabbos is not called a Mayid. We only say Hallel when it's called a Mayid. For the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, Likri Mayid, Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayid. Lema, we should say Gant Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. So when it says no, Likdish, Biasis Melacha. That also the Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, we don't have to say Gant Hallel. Therefore, the Pesach says, Hashir Yilachem Kololus Kaddish. When do you say the Shir? When it's Kulei Kaddish. Means Chag Laila means Hamakudish Lechag Toin Shira. Something that's also do melacha, then you have to say Gant Hallel. But the Shein Makudish Lechag is not also like the Dusias Melacha, Hamakudish Lechag, they name Toin Shira, then you don't have to say Gant Hallel. For the Gemara, that's why in Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Gant Hallel, even though it's called the Mayid, but it's not also Dusias Melacha. For the Gemara, still Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, the Yikri Mayid, you all call the Mayid, the Yikdush, Vasis Nochas, that's the Melacha Mashan Yom Kippur, Lame, why don't we say? And the Gemara, Mishun Rabavua, the Yom Rabavua, Omu Machas, of Machas, Shas, Mefekas, Vorko, we better show them. If the Marin Yisrael Mishil, of Fanecha Mashan Yom Kippur, how come Chai Yisrael does not say on Yom Kippur Mashan Halo? Omu Lehem, so he said back clear, Hashem said back, Efsha, yeah, is Efsha, Melech Yeshua Kisi Adin, a Kashbroch was sitting on his Kisi of Din. The Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, Sukhum from Echad, they open up. The Yisraelim and Shiva, like the Semana Adin, it's a Mana Yira, it's not a time to sing to say Shiva, Lefornai. Shkut, so that's why we don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. For the Gemara Aivah Chanukah, how come we say Gantz Halel all 8 days of Chanukah? To Lehoch of Lehoch, Chanukah is not also with Yisrael Moloch, it's not called a Mayid. And we have different Kabonis. So how come we say Gantz Halel? The Marin says a comma, why? Mishum Nisa. Al Fanef, the Pirsa Manes of Chanukah, that's Mechayvi to say Gantz Halel. For the Marin says, Purim Dika Nisa Lein, how come a Purim we don't say Gantz Halel? Omer Yitzul Lefi, Shememim Shiva Meshem Chutz Loretz. Since the Nisa Purim happened in Chutz Loretz and Press, we don't say Shiva. Ma'afkub Lo Rav Nachman by Yitzul Vare Yitzias Mitzroyim, the Neshem Chutz Loretz also was a Nisa in Chutz Loretz. So, for a minute, we do say Halel. Katani, we learned, Asher nichnasu Yisrael Oretz. So the answer is like this. To the time is the answer, Asher nichnasu Yisrael Oretz. Before Christ, I went into Eretz Yisrael. From Kshur Kol Arotz, Lehm Yeshiva, and Echnami. And that's happened even outside Eretz Yisrael. No matter where it happened to Christ, or they would say Shiva. So the Shach Yisrael Mitzrayim didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet. We say Gantz Halel on the first day of Pesach. But Mish nichnasu Loretz, once we came into Eretz Yisrael already, then Lehm Kshur Kol Arotz, Lehm Yeshiva. And all the other lands, we did not say Shiva for them, only a nest that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So by Purim time, since we came into Eretz Yisrael already, and Purim was a nest that happened in Chutz Laretz, therefore we do not say Halel on Purim. That's one Teretz. Rav Nachman Amanel, Kriyasu Zui Halila, that when we read the Megillah on Purim, by saying, speaking about the nest, that's good for the Halel, we're praising Hashem. Rav Amalai, there's another answer. Bishleim Hossam Halilu Aldi Hashem Lo Yaldi Parim. By Tzias Mitzrayim to Messias, we stopped being slaves to Paro, and we came to be slaves to Hashem, so that we therefore we say Halel. But Hocho Halolu Avdi Hashem, so Yavdi Achashverosh, is it true to say that we're not Avdi Achashverosh, like even after the Nes of Purim, Akati Avdi Achashverosh, and I'm still in Golis? We don't have back the Melech Yisrael yet. We're still under the Shibra of the other Goyim. So therefore, we can't say Gantz Halel. We don't say Halel on Purim. For the Mor Rav Nachman the Yoma, Kriyasi Zui Lili, he says no. That the fact that we lay the Megillah, that's called Halel. Ah, your time you learn Mishinichnas and Loretz, the Yochshu Kolawatz of Lame Shira. So the Kura, once we came into Eretz Yisrael, we should not say Shira on the method happened in Chutz Loretz. So why does he say really Purim, we do say Halel in the Megillah? What's the purpose? where it's a nest in Chutzlaritz. He'll hold Kivin Shegolu, since they went into Golus Klai Yisrael, Chozul Atan Rishon. Yes, now they're allowed to. Since they went into Golus Echonami, they would be allowed to say Shira. Yes, only when they were in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't say Shira for nests that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. But once they came into, once they Golus, they went out of Eretz Yisrael, then they can say Hallel even for nests that happened outside. Therefore, he holds really on Purim, you do have to say Hallel. Because the Peshat is, the Rabbanu Masakin, the Kriya of the Megillah itself, that takes the place of Hallel. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. You have a holding daf Yud Amid Beis. In the middle of the Gemara said there are two dots, and four lines down from the big lines. Lo yeho yom makid biyobav shanachoshis. In the Beis Migdash, they did not play the flute made out of, it says the obav here, made out of nachoshis, out of copper, but rather made out of reeds. So Gemara asked the question, Posch the Chalil, the Mishnah starts off calling it a Chalil, a flute. On the sign the other of it, and ends off calling it an oviv. The question is why? So have many with an oviv, it's a different instrument. So my answer is Amara Papa, no. I'll tell you, Hainu Chalil, Hainu Oviv, really it's the same thing. The Chalil and the oviv are the same instrument, they're both the flutes. If you're my call it Chalil, why do we call it a Chalil then? If really it's called an oviv, so why do we call it a Chalil? The Choli Koli means its voice is nice and sweet. Rashi says the Choli Koli means the Mosse Koli Lishmaya. The voice is very sweet. It's a good voice to hear.
Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Oviv Hoyeba Migdash. There was this pipe, this flute was in the base of Migdash. Choli, it was smooth, flat, Hoyo. And Dak Hoyo was also very thin. It was smooth and thin. Shelkon Hoyo was made out of a reed. It was from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Tziva Melech, the Melech, made a commandment, and the Tzifei Zov, the king, wanted it that it should be covered up with gold. And then what happened was it didn't sound so sweet. The voice was not so sweet anymore. Not let Tzifuyah, they took off the covering of gold. Now the voice came back sweet the way it was before. Just to show us, you have to leave it the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash, just the nicest way it could be. Then the Gemara says the same thing, Tzulzul Hoyev Hamikdash. There was the Tzulzul, we call it the symbols. Rashi says that Shnei Kelim Makim Zel, two Kelim that they bang together. That's the way they make the Kelim Dak, it's a very thin voice. The Koran Lord Tzimbush, it's the symbols. Shel Nechoshes, so he was made out of copper. Voye Kelim Orev, his voice is very sweet. The nifkam, and it became pogum, became something happened to it. A hole came in it. So the shalchul chachomim veviim umnim melachsan gishom etzrayim. The chom sent it to be fixed by craftsmen from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. They took new and they fixed it up. But after they fixed it up, v'loyhoya koylei oriv, the voice was not sweet the way it used to be. So what happened was notlu, the chom took away what they patched up. Notlu estikunai. Now the voice came back to be sweet again the way it was before. Again, to show it, not to touch the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, machteshes hoye b'migdash. There was a grinder. There was this type of a grinder that was there, a mortar, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shel nechoshes made out of kapa, hoyso. Umi yemois moishois was from the times of Moisha. For hoyso mefatem mefesab somin. And that would make like the senses smell very good. They used it to mix up the b'samim, the senses. Now nis pagma also, the kind happened to the whole crack came in on it. They brought in craftsmen from Asanya Shematram to try to and they fixed it. But lehoisimafatemis, it did not like mix up the b'samim, did not mix it up. K'moy shoyse, the way it used to do it before. So not lo as tikuna, they took off the part that they put in to fix it, and now it mixed it up very good and mixed up the spices to my choice of the way it was before. And Rashi explains over here, making them nicer means Sheboho Yukochin Samamoniac terrorists used to crush up the Samamonim in this mortar, Voyakoloid solo, and the voice of the mortar was a nice solo, clear voice. And that was Mefatemes HaBsom, that made the B'som even smell better. For Nois the Merech, it made a good smell to the B'som. Like the Gemara Krista says, HaSoichet, the one that was grinding up the B'som, used to say, Oimer, Hatev, Hodek, Hodek, Hatev, Shakol Yaflib Samim. The voice was nice for the Psalmim.
I mean, if they had a nice voice there, the Shastra, they were grunting, the Psalmim would make the smell even smell better. Nothing more says, Elu Shnei Kelim, these two Kelim, means to say the Tziltzel and the Machteshes of Nechoshesh. These two Kelim, Nishtar, Mimikdash Rishon, left over from the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Venispagmu, Flohoyulem Arucha. And when they got damaged, like, there was no way to fix them up. They couldn't be fixed up. And Valeim Amadavra, and then David Melo said, this passage that says, Nechoshesh Memorit, or else Nechoshesh Memurak. And Valeim Oema, then it says, Okli Nechoshesh Mutsov Shinayim Chamudos. So Rashi explains the first passage of Nechoshesh Memorit. Rashi says, Memorit means dark, it was very thin. Sheyecholim Lekoflik, Ramesh folded over. And Nechoshesh Memurak means Kolal, very clear. There's a clear, bright nechoshes. And this also, pasuk says, the clean nechoshes mutzov shneim chamudes. Means these two vessels of fine, bright brass, they were like precious as gold. Now, Rav Shmuel, some machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says, kol lechot v'yechot shokol shokol kishneim shazov. One says that each of them has the full weight of two of gold. That's what one learns. The Chadom, and the other one says no. Shneiem shkudlem kiechet shalzov. Both of them together weighed like a kli made from gold. Now, Tony Rabbi Yosef learned, Shneiem shkudlem kiechet shalzov. Both of them together weighed like one of gold. Tani will learn, Rabbi Nosson Neimer, Shneiem hoyu. Means there were two of them. There were two machteshes and there was two tzilzos. Shneim the pasuk says shnayim is al tikri shneim ela shnayim. Don't just say there was just two there, but rather shneim there were doubles, and that each one was made out of was two. There were two tzilzolim and two machteshes. Tony Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Gamliel like this: that shiluach hoyu mekaleach mayim bekisa. The shiluach used to gush out water from the mouth of the size of an issa, very small opening. An issa, the size of a coin. Rashi says, pi amayin, the opening of the mayin, shunay v'shom, where the water used to come out from, ruach was only white kiss like a coin of an issa. Now, tziva melech, the melech wanted v'achivu, to make it wide, kadesh yisrabu, maybe there should be a lot of water. There's mei shaluach, that's the famous water, used to come out near the Beit HaMikdash. Used to go down, used to slap the water there for the mayim, nisach hamayim. So the melech wanted there should be a wider opening where more water should come in. What happened was, v'nis mayitu. So after he widened it, less water came out. V'chozu miyatu, and later they made it smaller again, the opening, the way it used to be. V'mekalech mayim, and then the water flowed out. L'kayim ha-shnemet, so mekayim at the pasuk says, ayitzal ho-chocham b'chochmosai, for Yisal Agiba Bigvarosayim, a Chochem should not be happy, Rashi says, Shechochemosa ain't of Elo, Mikakelis. Sometimes what your Chochma tells you to do only ruins it. The Vishakli Mikdash Rishon, our Piagvura Nasu, the Kalim in the first place, the Mikdash who made our Piagvura, the Siddha Postic says, Hakol Biksav Miyadesh Shemola Hiskil, is called Melecha Tatavnis. Says, so I don't think that you could do better, you could change it around. And by Yisal Agiba Bigvarosayim, V'chein hoyim Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loymer harduliyim loy hoyim v'migdash. He said this harduliyim, this type of an instrument, was not on the base of migdash. The Gemara says, my harduliyim, what is this instrument, the harduliyim? Amar Abaye tavla kudgarno. It was a tavla. So Rashi said that means it's a zug v'invul, like a bell with a banger inside it. It was like a bell, it was a tav, like a plank that had a bell inside it. And the reason why they did not have it, because its voice would mix up the other sweet voices. It would like disturb and mix up the other voices, therefore they did not have this kli in the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Chod Gers Orev, some Gers not Orev, but it was a thick voice. Omar Vesanima would mix up the other sweet voices. Therefore, they did not have this kli in the Beis HaMikdash.
Now, Omar Rabba Bashela, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Magrifo Hoysa Bamigdash. They had this type of a Magrifo. They had this, it's postured like Tezlon, it's a musical instrument. Even the Rashi says, the type of a shovel, should go from his deshim, used to clean out the deshim with it. Pashem, the Gemara's Master Thesis says, it was a klizemer, a musical instrument. So you used to have this magrif, oisim, and igdush,